risen. Alleluia. We at St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson welcome you to Sounds of Praise on this glorious Easter day. 6 weeks ago, the first Sunday in Lent, we heard of Abraham's faith being tested by God as he was told to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah, the location on which Jerusalem was later built. God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac. In today's Old Testament reading, over 1,300 years later, Isaiah prophesies the celebration on this mountain, the fulfillment of God's redemption of his people. But this was not to happen until another 700 years had passed with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God, sacrificed for the sins of all.
A reading from the 25th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all people, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation."
St. Paul reminds the church in Corinth about the gospel he preached, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, telling of eyewitnesses of his resurrection.
A reading from the 15th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed.
Was slain, never's his 3-day prison.
good news of our salvation. We hear of the resurrection of Jesus in the Gospel according to St. Mark.
A reading from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Jesus Christ.
Christ has arisen. Alleluia. Thank you for inviting us into your home as you continue to rejoice in our resurrected Lord on this blessed Easter day. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you. May our risen Lord always keep you in his care.
Said to them, "Do not..."
You look for Jesus, who is not here. See for yourself.